All I'm going to say is discretion advised on this one. Discussing all the stupid happening all over next.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Been gone for a while. Now, again, whether it's numbers, we're going back down. Yeah, life, busyness, a lot of appointments at the VA. All kind of, there was just so much stupid that, you know, it was hard to pick out what to talk about. But we finally found the thing so fucking stupid in both, you know, what's happening, the reaction to it, and all that, that I can't keep my mouth shut. So here we are. Fair warning. Going to be a lot of profanity probably in this one because it's just too fucking stupid. And I might as well be the full, unfiltered, honest Jesse in this one. Someone's going, oh, you've held back well. I don't want to hold back well on this one. This shit is stupid. Like, and that's putting it, that's damn near lying. Like, this is absurd with it. But we got cities, and we've all seen it, Compton, California, San Francisco, Chicago, Illinois, everything erupting in pure, just unadulterated fucking chaos and stupidity and rage and crime and all of that. We've all seen the videos at this point. We've all seen the pictures at this point. We've seen stories at this point. And if I've seen as many as I have, and all I'm doing is racing stuff, typing, I'm like, I'm never on anything looking for anything. Watch reruns or races, or just, there's always something else on. If I've seen it, then you have no excuse to not see the shit by this point. It is just pure insanity. And I mean, like, again, I know what this episode's about, but what the fuck did you think was going to happen? Like, what the fuck did you think was going to happen? Like, to anyone that's, like, shocked by this, like, I don't understand, like, the looting in that Walmart, destruction and all that happening in that Walmart and on the streets and everything in Chicago. Like, how are you surprised by this? What the did you think was actually going to happen when this shit was just let to go? The looting and the bombardment of the gas station and other locations in Compton that just happened, everyone just bombarding it. The homeless and drug problem in San Francisco, which has been there for fucking ever, causing that whole brand new Whole Foods shut down after only a year. Because of the crime and the homelessness and the paraphernalia getting left everywhere and people shitting on the streets and drug use and all over that. Like, what the hell did you think was going to happen? No, just let them go. Like, if you don't fucking do anything to help the problem, you just throw money at it, watch the problem keep getting worse. This is the shit that happens. It's what everyone fucking wants, apparently, that's in power of anything, because otherwise they could stop it. They don't want to. And these are just a few examples of everything happening and what has been a giant issue across the country for a very long time. It's something that I've talked about for a very long time. And the biggest issue, one of the biggest issues in this, you know, steaming pile is the groups and politicians and all of them and how they react to all of it. That's a big fucking problem. Like, they just keep perpetuating and fanning the flames to make the shit even worse. And if you agree with anything these people say, blaming the politicians, blaming the corporations and the companies and this, for all this shit happening and them leaving, how about you do your fucking job? How about that? That would be great. That would be fantastic, governor, if you guys just actually gave a damn and did something about it. Like, and I keep seeing videos and people just all kinds of blaming the corporations for leaving. Like, you have to be actually, like, you're beyond part of the problem. You are the problem, if you agree with any of that. Like, how the fuck do you blame companies like Walmart, like in Chicago, for example? It's happened other places in Portland and stuff like that, too, for leaving. Like, how do you blame them for leaving and shaming them for leaving? The fuck did you expect was going to happen when you let people act like wild, ravenous pieces of shit and let them just keep doing it with no repercussions for anything? Their business. They came in to give people jobs, to give people cheaper products so that they could afford to help the economy, to do all of that. And when you motherfuckers are going through there just bombarding the hell out of the place, stealing everything, destroying everything, what the fuck do you think they're going to do? Why would they stay? The purpose of a business, you know, they give people the goods and the jobs and the services and stuff in the community. And in return, they make fucking money when they're getting just blown to hell and their profits are dead and non-existent, millions in the hole. What, like, what the... What do you think was going to happen? And you blame them for leaving then. Not the people that are looting all the time, taking the money, destroying things, acting like complete right wankers. No, you blame the company for leaving after the stupid shit happened. Heaven forbid we hold the fucking asshole accountable for being an asshole. No, 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 we can't do that. Heaven forbid we do that. Getting mad at the corporations for leaving and blaming them like that is like, you know, attacking the fork because you're fat. You're the one putting it to your mouth. Called accountability, people. It's not that happens. And it's sadly the same, you know, same thing. You know, and anything closes anywhere from Portland, California, Chicago, Ferguson, after all that hell broke loose all those years ago that still don't have things back. You know, it just, like, I don't understand. So if we get to San Francisco, blaming Whole Foods for closing the flagship store in San Francisco after only a year. And we know how much money those cocksuckers spend to build a store, let alone, I'm sure, a big one like that in San Francisco. I should imagine that was bougie as hell. I imagine they put millions into building that sumbitch. Millions. And here's the same idiots, same type of idiots, blaming the company for closing the doors, you know, because they have concerns for, I don't know, safety and sanitation and crime and actually making a profit, not having paraphernalia left all over the place, and just a dire situation. Like, they're not putting that many millions of dollars into building it and then leaving it after a year just because. Like, that's a very big sign for the city and the whole entire thing, which is a lot of stuff they haven't done anything to fucking fix in a very long time. Well, I take care of the homeless population and all the stuff. Well, everything's fine. Everything's fine here. Yay. And the state's worried about reparations instead of fixing actual fucking problems that they have, like drugs and homelessness and all kinds of stuff, because people pooping on the street is not normal. I don't care who you are. People doing IGV drugs on the streets is not normal. Might be normal there, but that's because you live in a liberal shithole. Hell, I'm from Whitehaven, Pennsylvania. Lots of people OD'd. Lots of stuff. That wouldn't be considered normal there. That's not normal anywhere. Just because you guys are numb to it doesn't mean you're right. Doesn't take brain cells to figure this shit out. When people don't feel safe there, they're not making any money. Crime's burning their business to the ground, and profits and everything, they're not going to stay open. But yet they keep blaming the businesses. Here's another one. The gas station in Compton that I just saw this morning, people, you know, dozens of people just stormed and looted and beat the bejesus out of. And then when they close, they'll blame it on the store for closing, just like they did stuff in Ferguson, just like they do in San Francisco, Chicago, and all these other fucking places. They're going to blame them for closing and not hold any of the scumbags that are out there causing all the chaos, any of them, accountable. And anyone that, like, and again, all the people that agree with them, yeah, that's the problem. No, actually, numbnuts. And Starbucks is closing down flagship stuff in the city of Seattle because of safety concerns, when that's where it all started and where they're from. That should be a fucking sign that something's wrong. Something's very wrong in a lot of places. And people still side with the activists and all of, and the politicians and all of it, which is fucking mesmerizing. Even though it's very obviously, you know, the crime and the drug use and the homelessness and all these and the lack of accountability in police and all that, that's causing all this shit. I mean, what have we done when we were talking about all that shit and all these people ran 2020 after that and the DAs, how they're being softer on crime and lessening, you know, certain things down to not even being a crime. Like, you notice how they do that? And the shit's getting worse because no one's getting held accountable for anything. They want to be stupid, believe it or not, lock them up. They want to be fucking dumb, go. See you later. Wait, they made their choice. This is not normal. And a 16-year-old in Chicago that got, he was the one that got charged with the gun charges for shooting people. The gun that he shouldn't have had. Shocker. Cashless bond, not helping. Lowering crimes, not helping. The fact that you could, like, walk into the store, steal $1,000 worth of shit in California and just walk right out like nothing's happening. No repercussions. That's not normal in what got us here. Like, you actually have to have your head so, like, if your head is that far up your ass that you're still blaming this on anyone besides the individuals and the people that are, you know, running the places and committing, you know, and making the laws and charging people and police budgets and all that, you're actually well beyond deranged. Like, it's not Trump derangement. You're just a dumbass. You're a heaping stupid pile of shit. Do you think this has anything to do with just lack of accountability, lack of mental health, or give a damn, lack of policing? Well, I could give a shit because this is happening all the time. And we all know it. Just, you know, turn off the damn, like you tell all of us, turn off Fox News. Turn off, I don't watch any news. What? Turn off all the news. You can look up stuff, get a bunch of different sources and figure it out from there. And, you know, and the worst thing is that if you blame it on the right or Donald Trump or any of that racism or anything in any way, you're a fucking idiot. You're useless. You're worthless if you blame the police. You're like the thing Jeff Goldblum is standing next to in Jurassic Park. You are one big pile of shit. It's unchecked crime, worthless DAs, broken homes, mental health, no accountability, and all of that things that is causing all of this. It has nothing to do with anything besides that. People not enforcing laws that are on the damn books. People saying police are too bad. Guess what? If you're going to be dumb and run from the police or shoot at the police, you're going to get shot. Problem solved. Like, we have an accountability issue. Like, we're still waiting on any accountability except for Schiller from Afghanistan. Like, no one gets held accountable for anything. It's blatant and pure ignorance. And the whole Whole Foods thing, before I go, because that's there too. What the fuck did you expect from there's homeless people all over the place? Using the streets as bathrooms, doing drugs. Crime's going up. You could let people walk in there and just steal $1,000 worth of stuff and just walk out the door like nothing's wrong with that. Like, leaving paraphernalia in places happened. You know, like, it's bad for business. Just like, you know, as we have people doing what they did in Chicago or that Walmart, we had a different thing there in San Francisco. Like, it is all problems that have been there for forever that no one gives a fuck about, but they still have money to waste on reparations and all kinds of other dumb shit. But they let these problems go unchecked and just keep saying there's nothing to see here and it's just right-wing political talk. No, it's actual real numbers. Very tangible, very easy to find fucking numbers. And all these things, which is why you see all these big businesses leaving and all that, turns out it's bad for business, homeowners, the state's economy, jobs, safety, the desire to do business anywhere near it. And then the stupid bastards that say they've had, oh, you can't live here anymore, and they moved to other states, and then they vote for the same damn party, which is when they're like, oh, I don't know why this went to hell. I don't know, because you vote for the same schmucks that are putting the same policies and doing the same shit in place. Which is why it turns into shit. Shit is shit, no matter where it is. Just saying, it doesn't take a brain cell to figure that shit out. And the worst problem about it is some places, yep, I'm not going to use the Whole Foods in San Francisco because San Francisco's bougie. Yeah. I'll use Walmart as an example, though, because they're closing a bunch of stores because of, you know, losing lots of money from looting and all kinds of stuff. They bring in, you know, Walmart comes in. They give people jobs. Prices are lower than anything local, which means the local guys have to shut down shop. Yeah, not all of them, but a good chunk of them do have to leave, you know, or struggle to make it around for forever. And all the stupid and chaos and all that happens and it shuts down and you're left with a big empty building and nothing. And some of the other places are gone too. And then you blame them. Like, things don't come places where there's shitty crime and they're going to get robbed from. Sorry, that's not normal. Go to some third world shithole if that's how you think life is. Life is not that way. I say we throw them all in fucking cages. They're all, you're going to be looting and stuff? Jail. That's how you stop things. I'm not going to go as far as people saying if we chopped off their hands like they do in Middle Eastern countries, they'll stop. Duh. But, like, for fuck's sake, put them in jail. Stop lowering, you know, standards of crimes. Throw motherfuckers into way. You start doing that. Guess what? If they're doing crimes, doesn't matter what color they are, they should go to jail. Not being racist if you're being a schmuck and stealing TVs and burning stores to the ground. Well, that's called a crime. That's not racist to throw you in jail for committing a crime. So go fuck yourself on that. I'm tired of hearing that argument too. You're going to do dumb shit, pay the consequences. Sorry, you know what they are. Have enough people do that, maybe we can start turning it around. I don't think we fucking will. But that's all it's going to take. But, you know, we live in a society of jackasses where we blame the fork for being fat. We blame the gun for, you know, psychopaths using them and killing people. And we blame the stores for closing, even though there's people just robbing them blind and doing all that shit all the time that goes unchecked. But we can't hold those people accountable. We have to blame the corporation because they're for fucking bid. Accountability, it's a wonderful thing. Call me whatever you want. You guys just suck. And sorry for all the swearing, but, I mean, for fuck's sake. How much stupid can you take? Like it's been happening and going, and I tried, and everyone just blaming the companies and the corporate, like, oh, well, they're just, and they use it just to make themselves millionaires off of spewing this shit, re-election campaigns, election campaign. We need to stop this, but no one actually does a fucking thing to fix any of it. And, you know, to let any of it stop in the street. And, you know, it is what it is. In fact, it's right in their face, but they don't do a thing. Pretty much tells you everything that you need to know about them, and they'd rather blame the corporation than do anything about the chaos happening. That's the problem. And here we are. Until people actually start waking up and stop blaming, you know, saying that crime's going up in places, not even though there's videos, stats, everything right in your face, and they still keep blaming, you know, right-wing crazy people for spreading this stuff, even though it's punching them in the neck, then we're never going to get anywhere anyway. And the problem's going to keep getting worse. Way, way worse, which is hard to fucking believe that it can get any worse, but it's going to. Until people actually grow a set of people accountable, which is never going to fucking happen. Because it's easier just to blame everything else than to hold the individual person accountable. I mean, Jesus Christ, the trans school shooter, well, there were people getting mad because people were misgendering them. Like, who fucking cares? They went into a school and shot a bunch of kids. They're actually nuts. I don't give a fuck about their pronouns at that point. But there are people defending it, saying that we can't put them down. Well, you put down everyone else. Like, it's just accountability across the board. Stuff like that, military, press, like you name it, just all over, and nothing's going to get better. But thank you for watching and listening. Again, Apple, Spotify, Good Pods, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Rumble, all over the place. Check out the rest of Season 2, the shorts, everything else out there, because there's a lot. Check out the same Substack of the same name. That's getting started today. Hopefully start putting stuff up on there, as I had the individual one, but I prefer doing one for the show all on its own. Share the hell out of all of it. That helps more than anything, and it's free word of mouth. Check out the socials, Jesse Rosinski Show on everything. It's Jay Rosinski Show on Twitter. Everything else is the Jay Rosinski Show on TikTok. Check out, you know, all of that. Let me know what you think. Let's get some big numbers on this now that we're back. And again, the dipping is what made me go away. But I appreciate y'all. Share the hell out of it. And until we meet again, peace.